Classic rock, Let It Rain, and folks, we're going to let it rain, because right now your Q94 radar, we've got all kinds of precipitation throughout the Q94 listening area, southern Missouri, northern Arkansas, big blobs of it, and it's just going to be a soggy day. Grab that umbrella or maybe shove a rubber ducky in your back pocket, as heavier thunderstorms now are showing up just outside of Branson, headed towards Theodosia in Ozark County, stretching up into Douglas County as well. Ava seeing moderate rainfall, and this band of precipitation is going through Seymour all the way up towards, just a little bit south of Niangua. So that's a pretty large system that's going to be moving through, and there's much, much more rain that's stretching all the way down into the south, back into Oklahoma and down also up into northwestern Arkansas. Rainy day in the Ozarks. It's going to be hanging out tonight, Saturday, all the way through Monday night, and it should break up about midnight, and we'll produce some sunshine Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday next week. So rainy days is what we've got. Everybody paid attention to Eric Clapton. It's about that time to think about the Orrin Cares Charitable Golf Tournament, and I've got Mr. Craig here with me from the North Terra Golf Course in West Plains. And, you know, we're happy to be there hanging out with you guys this year for this tournament. We've got two sessions, a morning and afternoon. Right now, I think we're looking at probably about 60 teams total, but we've got a couple weeks. And you brought the man with you.
Yeah.
Who is this dude?
That's Scott Allitt. Scotty's our greenskeeper. He's been a greenskeeper for about 30-something years. And if you haven't played our course lately, you need to come look at our greens and what's going on.
Yeah, the greens are fabulous. I mean, they roll true. They're quick. You know, you see that little subtle break, you're not going to putt through it. Okay, I'll give you – here's some advice. You see a subtle break, you're not going to putt through it, because it is going to break, because the greens roll like greens are supposed to. But, you know, I mean, you guys have been doing a ton of work at North Terra Golf Course with the greens, the aprons, the fairways. New tee boxes are soon to be coming.
Yep, they sure are. We've worked our fannies off this summer, and he's a smart man. He knows what he's talking about. It's going to take a little while on some of that, but he's done wonders so far.
Well, I asked Scott here a while back, give me some of his secrets. He said, hell no. Well, actually, he said, how much money you got?
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, this tournament that's coming up, the Orrin Cares Charitable Golf Tournament, we're raising money for the number 43 Fraternal Order of the Police, which is the Shop with a Cop program for our local area. And it helps a lot of kids in several cities. And, you know, it's going to be a good time. But you need to sign up, and here's the thing. You need to play a round or two at North Terra Golf Course to get familiarized with it. And Fridays, you guys have something really cool.
We've got a free Friday. Every Friday, you can come in. You don't pay a bit for green fees. If you want to walk, you just grab your clubs and check in at the clubhouse, and then you can go. If you want a cart, it's $20. You can split it between two people. So basically what you're paying is $10 for 18 holes of golf.
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to beat that anywhere. You're not going to beat it anywhere. And this tournament, it will be held the last Friday of this month, July 30th. And if you want to sign up for it, just call us here at the radio station, 417-256-3131, or there's a sign-up sheet at North Terra Golf Course. We're going to talk more with the guys about some golf, and just, you know, maybe Scott will give us some tips. Because here's the thing. People go to a golf course, and they're like, man, I wish my yard could look like that. Well, your yard can, you know, but it takes a little bit of practice, and it takes a little bit of persistence in getting it to where you want to be. That's why golf guys, golf superintendents, and greenskeepers, that's why they cringe when they see people driving their golf cart up on near the green. It drives true golfers plumb crazy as well. But you can have your yard looking just as nice as a golf course with a little bit of practice. Stay with us, and we're going to give you some tips on how that can happen.